We'll be right back. brand new release out of Vancouver, BC, recorded in New York, and part of a bi-coastal series of recordings that have been appearing lately. This was Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone from Vancouver, playing with a New York trio featuring David Hazeltine on piano, Joe Magnarelli trumpet, Paul Gill bass, and Jason Tiemann on drums. The album is called It's Easy to Remember. It's just out on the Cellar Live label. And David Hazeltine has been in Vancouver the last couple of nights, joining Corey Weeds in a gig at Frankie's Jazz Club in Vancouver. The tune With Prestige, written by Kenny Drew, the senior. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Another bi-coastal recording coming up next, this also brand new. This comes from Bremerton-based Mark Lewis, who's heard here on alto sax with a New York rhythm section. It's called The New York Session, just coming out now on Mark Lewis's Audio Daddio label. And what a rhythm section it is. George Cable's piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums, joining Mark Lewis on alto sax in a group of original compositions by Mark. This one is the first of a couple of tunes celebrating the change of season. This one is called Summer Is Over, and one with Ralph Towner and Denny Goodhue coming up.
Thank you.
A couple of songs for the seasonal change. We just heard from Ralph Towner and Denny Goodhue in a recording that was made in 1996, I believe it was. And it was a piece of music that Ralph Towner had written and had not titled for a long time. I heard two or three performances of it before this one actually was issued on ECM in an album called Lost and Found, and it finally had a title because Manfred wouldn't put out the album until Ralph came up with a title. Summer's End. Denny Goodhue on soprano sax and Ralph Towner on guitar. From a brand new one, New York Sessions of Mark Lewis, that was a piece of his called Summer is Over. And Mark Lewis was on alto sax, heard there with the New York rhythm section, George Cable's piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. Mark Lewis's brand new CD. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey from the new 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. I want to mention a few things going on with the Earshot Jazz Festival and some other events coming up as well. This evening at the Seattle Art Museum's Pleshef Auditorium, Conference Call and Bad Luck will be performing. Monday night, same location, Sam Auditorium, Marina Albero Quartet will be performing, and the Bushnorchestra plays Global Concertos at Pancho Concert Hall at Cornish College. Jay Thomas's Midnight Blue Band plays at Tula's on Monday night. Tuesday, Michael Bisio and Kirk Knuffke Duo and Paul Rucker and Hans Teuber Duo will be playing at the Art Museum's Auditorium. Steve Messick Endemic Ensemble has a CD release party at Tula's. And the Cookers open Tuesday night and play Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Great group, hard swingers. On Thursday, Soul Space with Tiffany Gaucher, Maya Manser, and Sassy Black and DJ Riz at V2 at 8 o'clock Thursday night. And Reza Bassi Quartet, fine guitarist, will be playing at the Royal Room on Thursday. Jacob Zimmerman's quartet will be at Tula's. Friday at Soul Space, Jamie O'Brown, Transcendence, Paul Rucker's Stories from the Trees, Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints will be at Tula's, and Renee Baker at the Chapel. Jazz Unlimited, which has been presenting concerts on the fourth Friday of each month in Kirkland at the Waving Tree Winery, has moved their event this month to October 28th when Bill Anschel will play solo piano at Stage 7 Pianos. And next Saturday night, Dave Douglas meets the Westerlies with Anwar Marshall at the Seattle Art Museum's Pleshef Auditorium, revisiting something that happened at an Earshot festival a few years ago when Dave Douglas and the Westerlies were on the same bill and ended up playing together for a bit. I think it'll be a very interesting concert Saturday night. That's in the Art Museum Auditorium as well. And Maceo Parker and the Jones Family Singers, presented by Seattle Theater Group at the Moore Theater. And Industrial Revelation, Devon Lewis, and others will be at Soul Space Saturday night. So a lot of good stuff coming up with the Earshot Jazz Festival. For more information, see earshot.org. One of the groups mentioned there, the Bushnorchestra, is a particularly interesting ensemble. It's a large ensemble led by Samantha Boshnick, trumpet player, composer, arranger, and the new album is called Global Concertos. This is the music that's going to be featured in concert at Cornish Pancho Concert Hall on Monday night. There is music which references Indian music, a piece which references Spanish music, Greek music, I believe, African, and this concerto for jazz trumpet featuring Thomas Marriott on trumpet with the Bushnorchestra from the new recording Global Concertos. Thank you. couple of samples of groups playing in the Earshot Jazz Festival in this coming week, neither one of which is playing standard blues changes or I Got Rhythm variations. The Westerlies, you just heard from their album, Wish the Children Would Come On Home. I believe they have a new album out, or due very shortly, with Riley Mulherkar and Zubin Hensler trumpets, Andy Clausen and Willem de Kock on trombones. That was a piece called 9-8, composed by Wayne Horvitz. The Westerlies are going to be joined by Dave Douglas on trumpet Saturday night at the auditorium at Seattle Art Museum. And the Bishan Orchestra, heard before that, playing the Concerto for Jazz Trumpet, composed by Samantha Boschneck, and featuring Tom Marriott on trumpet, the Concerto for Jazz Trumpet. That's from the new recording Global Concertos by Bishan Orchestra, performing on Monday night at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College of the Arts on Capitol Hill. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's another group that's playing next week, not part of the Earshot Festival, but well worth checking out. They're playing at Tula's on Tuesday night, celebrating a new release. It's called the Endemic Ensemble. The group is led by Steve Messick, who is the bandleader and double bass player, joined by Travis Ranney, mostly on tenor, Matsel Lemtiako, mostly on baritone sax, David Franklin is the pianist, and Christian Krebil is on drums. From this group, we'll hear a piece which was written by David Franklin. It's the title tune from their new album, Tangled, the Endemic Ensemble. Thank you.
the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you. Asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all.
Beautiful song, beautiful sentiment, composed by the singer Bob Hames many years ago, sung here by Karen Plato. That's all. Karen Plato accompanied by John Roney on piano, Brendan Davis on bass. Karen Plato is singing tonight at Frankie's Jazz in Vancouver. She'll be performing with a quintet. Before that, we were listening to Steve Messick's Endemic Ensemble. Steve Messick, the bass player and composer of much of the music. That piece was written by the pianist David Franklin. It's called Tangled. It's the title tune from their new album. Travis Ranney and Matso Lemtiako on saxes, Travis on tenor and Matso on berry. David Franklin piano, Christian Krebel was the drummer, and Steve Messick leader on bass. The Endemic Ensemble has a CD release party Tuesday night at Tula's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. We have time for a couple more pieces on today's show. We'll be hearing from the forthcoming album by the Kareem Candy Band, which is due out next month. But first, here's a short one which comes from the Lunar Ensemble. Jake Svensson, the pianist, sent us this. And it's Eric Vanderbilt Matthews and Steve Tressler on saxes, Nate Parker on bass, Remy Morant on drums, in a tune that was written by George Shearing, sort of a contrapuntal demonstration here at the intersection of Baroque and bebop. This is called Get Off My Bach, played by the Lunar Ensemble. Thank you. That's the Kareem Candy Band playing the title tune from the forthcoming album Hourglass. Kareem Candy on tenor sax featuring Devon Lewis on drums and Delvon Lamar at the organ. Hourglass. We'll have an hour of music by the band recorded in concert at the Art Museum on next week's show. Before that, we were listening to the Lunar Ensemble and Jake Svensson on piano, along with Eric Vanderbilt Matthews and Steve Tressler on saxes, Nate Parker bass, and Remy Morritt on drums, and they played George Shearing's tune, Get Off My Bach. Hope you enjoyed the music with us here today. We'll be back again next week at this same time with more Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next on KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.